just a taste of Adam Kiesling's banjo. Adam, you keep your music close to traditional sources. In the first place, what draws you to these traditional styles?
I like the rawness of it in a lot of ways. If you go back and listen to the original recordings in the 20s, they were unpolished with a lot of great energy in a lot of time, a lot of cases, and that has always really attracted me, the fact that it was real people making real music.
Now, you've got a number that's been done many times, and it's off your new CD. The song is called Roustabout, and you play it on the gourd banjo. You could play it on a modern banjo, but why the gourd?
I took a workshop this past summer in Portland, Oregon, with a guy named Jeff Menzies, where we went in for a week and everybody built a gourd banjo or a tack head banjo. And so I built that, and then Jeff would often play Roustabout on somebody else's banjo just to kind of test it out, and I started playing it myself in earnest. And so when it came time to do the recording, I thought, I'm going to see how this gourd sounds when we recorded it, see how it sounds when we put it up against a microphone. And so that's one of the two pieces I recorded that day.
Where have you been, my darling little babe? Where have you been so long? I've been in the bin with them rough and rowdy men. Now I'm going back there again. Hop high, hop high, hop high, my loo.
Adam Kiesling playing a banjo tune whose source is Fred Cockrum. Adam, at the November 30th CD release at Celtic Junction, you'll also play a good deal of guitar music. I don't know if it's widely known how different the techniques are to play the banjo as compared to the guitar. Does going from one instrument to the other give you any trouble?
No, it's not too bad. I've been doing it for a long time, and a lot of times I'll bring just a guitar and a banjo to a gig and see how that ends up going. And I do it to give myself a little variety and to give my audience a break from one solo guitarist at a time. So,
you chose a number that's associated with Elizabeth Cotton, and talk about an unexpected influential player. I don't think she ever intended to be a full-time musician or dreamed of the effect that she would have, but just to talk about her effect, she's the composer of Freight Train, which every guitar player in the world plays. What is there about Elizabeth Cotton's playing that really nails you on a song like When I Get Home? It's one you play on your CD.
When I heard her version of it for the first time, I was at a stoplight not too far from my house, and I'm like, good Lord, that's a good tune. And I must have heard it before, because I have quite a few Elizabeth Cotton recordings, but for whatever reason, it really kind of struck me. I just like the way she approaches. Everything she does is kind of unassuming, and it's laid back. I heard that at the stoplight one day, and as soon as I got home, I kind of worked it out without listening to her version, and so now it's kind of interesting to go back and compare to the way she did it originally. I'm thinking, I didn't get it, but it's too late. It's ingrained in my head.
Adam Kiesling playing Elizabeth Cotton there. Adam will release a CD at Celtic Junction in St. Paul Friday, November 30th. Adam's project features traditional music. Scott Kiever is also releasing a CD November 30th at Celtic Junction. Scott is also influenced by traditional music, but he often combines traditional styles and uses tradition as a jumping-off place for new compositions, like one called Safe Travels.
That was a song that the producer of my album, Ray Yates, requested that I write. I had, recorded stuff with my nylon classical guitar and with my open tuning steel string, but we hadn't recorded anything with slide. And he went like, why don't you, that needs to be represented on the album, so why don't you write something? So I went and did, and that's what came out. It's this jumping point off is blues, very much influenced by Leo Kaki. And then I decided to go off on a solo at what's called a Toxim. And the second half of it, and ventured off into the Roma scale that I use with my other band, OBI, Orchestra Besime, and also some Hindustani influences too from Ravi Shankar. So there's a number of different things that kind of meld themselves together in that piece.
Scott, there's a piece that mixes the blues with several other international styles, and some of your songs, your classical background shines through.
Yeah, I can't stop it. it's just there. And as much as I am a follower of the blues, I'm also a follower of early Renaissance music and more modern 19th century, 20th century guitar, classical guitar. So not to say that I'm a classical guitar player, but that is my influence that I kind of draw from. So it becomes another place from which to grab material, grab ideas, and then kind of throw them through a filter of what the instrument can do.
Kiesling's new CD is called BNJO and GTR. Scott Kiever's new CD is called Solo Guitar Volume 1. The two celebrate a double CD release concert at Celtic Junction in St. Paul, Friday, November 30th at 7:30 p.m. For information, it's CelticJunction.org. This program is made possible by the Minnesota Arts and Cultural Heritage Fund. Phil Nussbaum speaking.